Welcome, welcome. I am, like, totally excited. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is the Street Smart Spirituality Hour of the Dr. Pat Show. We have launched this with bbsradio.com. You are listening to us here, and we are revved up for today's show. I really want to welcome all of you to listening to what we have to say, both here and on other networks that we're on. And we are so grateful for all of the great work that the folks at bbsradio.com are doing. Totally jazzed. And today we are bringing you this extraordinary conversation with an amazing individual, someone that I've been able to sit with and meet with personally, Sonia Choquette. Revolutionary psychic, vibrational alchemist, healer, and teacher, world-renowned. And the thing that I love about what she does is this. She specializes in instantly transforming people's vibration from a five-sensory paradigm of limitation and fear to a six-sensory paradigm of creative possibility and personal power. We're going to talk about that. As well as, I can't keep up with the books that she has coming out. They're all fabulous. This book in particular, I am very excited about talking to Sonia about, Ask Your Guides, Connecting to Your Divine Support System. I want to just say a few things about Sonia before we get right into it, and it is this. You could certainly find out more from her website, and we'll give that out to you, but her work has produced over 8 books published in 17 countries. The Psychic Pathway, Your Heart's Desire, The Wise Child, True Balance, Your Psychic Pathway to New Beginnings, and Trust Your Vibes, of course. And now we are here talking with Sonia about, of course, beyond the best-selling book, Trust Your Vibes, Ask Your Guides. And Sonia, I can say so much about you, and I think the best way to talk about what you do is to talk with you. So thank you so much for joining the show today.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I always love talking with you, Pat.
I am always so touched by your work. And what do I mean by that? What I mean by that is every time I open up a book, or whether I use the cards, the Chester Vibe cards, I am exactly like you've described, immediately transformed. There's something about what you write, what you bring to the table, whether it's the vibration that's included in your work or something else, there's something immediate that happens, and I hear this from a lot of people. What is it about what you do and what you're doing today that has created this level of conscious connection?
I believe that my soul mission is to activate and elevate every single person's vibration by connecting to their divine spirit. So everything I write and every deck I do and every conversation I have and every class I teach, I speak directly to the divine spirit in a person. And people feel it. And it activates their most authentic awareness. And that raises your vibration and just sort of realigns you with your true self. And it's through my intention and through the direction of my own vibration that it seems to make that connection very solidly, whether it's my written work or on the radio or interviews. I just honor the divine within people and frankly only acknowledge that.
And so when we talk about honoring the divine in every person, you know, Sonia, there are some people, and you know, I'm like you. I get to talk to a lot of incredible people. And some people recognize that they have the divine inside themselves, and other people, you know, they can't see it. And a lot of times they ask us to sort of hold a light for them. What do we say to folks that are hearing this show and are asking the question, the divine within? Now, how is that something that I truly have?
Well, I tell people that the divine within is your spirit. And even the word inspire means to take the spirit in. And And it begins with the breath that you take from the first breath. It gives you life. So that breath or that spirit within you that gives you life is really your essence. When that breath leaves, then your spirit steps out of your physical body, the physical experience doesn't continue. Hmm. So we are more than a physical being. And even though we've been taught to identify with our personality and our history and our body and the outer world, if you just make that shift, that the outer world is all a reflection of the spirit, and you begin to think, for example, I tell my clients, not one single cell in your body was there a year ago.
Oh. Mm.
Your spirit creates it moment to moment.
Mm.
And that's true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that there we are being created from the inside out. Then people can begin to grasp that there's something about them that really is quite incredible. And you just, if you don't believe it, I say fake it till you make it, but what I do and what I think this kind of work I am engaged with is, it's if I speak to the spirit in people and I just basically, whether you know it's there or not, it feels it.
Mm.
I speak to people's hearts where people's spirits live.
You know, I know that about you, Sonia. I know that about you from my own personal experience of sitting very close to you and having a conversation like we're having today. And what's interesting, every time that I connect with you, I feel as if we were sitting as close as we were at the I Can Do It conference. I mean, I feel that. And there is an essence of you and your work that is really, really difficult to ignore. It is like this gentle brushing of air, this, you know, the warm breeze coming off from a tropical island that comes from you, or at least I feel it from you.
Well, what I reflect and energetically put out and what I'm teaching is that when you connect to your spirit, you begin to move out of your ego and you begin consequently to overcome fear. And joy is the opposite of fear.
Mm.
You begin to feel your natural joy and peace. And that's the vibration you're feeling. Just kind of a nice, peaceful, quiet joy.
Well, you know, let me mention to all of you listening, if you're just tuning in, I want to introduce myself. I am Dr. Pat Basile. This is what we are calling the Street Smart Spirituality Hour of the Dr. Pat Show. And we are here live on bbsradio.com. I would love for you to have the call-in number because we're going to take your questions. This show and the whole idea of Street Smart Spirituality is to provide you with the tools that you need to step in out into life and fully embrace the divine nature that is within you. And the number here to call in, they are waiting for your call. Sonia will connect with you if you have questions or would need some help with some area of your life, is 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. Sonia, when you start the book, and let me just say this, the book that I'm referring to is the book Ask Your Guides, Connecting to Your Divine Support System. You come right out of the gate and ask each and every one of us to recognize our spirit first. And as I looked at that chapter title, I thought, okay, I can do that. And then I continue to read, and then, of course, my day happens. And let's use me as an example until someone else calls in. And then my day happens. How can you direct people back to that place that they start out from with connecting to spirit in the middle of the stuff that would show up in any given day?
Well, if you find yourself caught up in the stuff of the day and have forgotten your spirit, you know what else you're forgetting? You're forgetting to breathe.
Mm.
So the way to...
I know that. I hold my breath. I mean, I can feel it.
People do.
I hold my breath and then I wonder why my neck hurts.
Breath. And so the very first tool I teach is to reconnect with your breath, and there's a certain way to do it. To breathe in through your nose and out through your mouth and let out the sound. Ah.
Oh, that feels
feel
so
it.
Good. That it feels so good.
The throat is the chimney of the heart. The heart is where the spirit lives. When we hold our breath, we disconnect from our spirit. We get up into our brains, and because we're not connecting and breathing, we go into fight or flight. So that's the frequency of fear. So the key, I have a couple of suggestions. I tell people that it might be fun if they just have a watch that they can set to beep, you know, to kind of ring an alarm every 30 minutes. And when that beeps, just notice if you're holding your breath. And if you are, breathe.
Well, and you know, nowadays with cell phones, I mean, that's an easy thing to do, to set your alarm.
And you know, it only takes 3 days to train yourself.
That was the next question, because, you know, people that I speak with, a lot of my listeners that call in, you know, they always ask the question of, okay, well, you know, I know Joe has been meditating and breathing for 10 years, and a lot of times there's a sense of urgency, like, well, you know what, I don't really have 10 years to learn this.
And you don't, here's the beauty of what I teach. Your spirit is constantly present. You don't need 10 years. That's part of an old intellectual paradigm of exclusivity. Every one of us is spirit embodied, and all we need to do is train our attention to notice a little more. And so I really believe that once you start connecting with your spirit and really embracing and really allowing yourself to accept the divine within, just accept that there's a part of me, I can't explain it, I don't know how it works, I don't know what it is, I don't know how it got there. There's a part of me that's pretty wonderful.
Yes.
And I'm going to just go with that. That's my story, and I'm just sticking to it.
Right. Well, you know, one of the things you offer in the book, and I love this, I mean, you don't have to read very far in the book, and I want to mention this to everyone out there. I'm talking about Sonia Choquette's book, Ask Your Guides. You don't have to go very far in the book before Sonia really asks us to identify what our unique spirit is really like. And I wrote these questions down, and as a matter of fact, I pasted them in front of me because the first time I looked at these questions, I felt the resistance to answering them. Let me just tell you what they are. I know you know, but let me just tell all of the people listening. And here's what it is. How would you describe the eternal fiery life force called you? I love that. Is it gentle, passionate, commanding, tentative, creative, shy, or playful? Where in your life do you feel the most competent? What activities engage you so fully that you lose yourself? What lifts and inspires your soul? Now, I have to tell you that I had a much easier time with the latter questions. I know what inspires me. I love doing radio. I do. I love talking with people like you. I love helping people out there that are listening, presenting them with messages and opportunities and options for them to choose the life that they want. The question that was hard for me, Sonia, maybe you can help me with this, is when it came to describing that eternal fiery life force, is it gentle? Is it passionate? Is it commanding? Is it tentative? I came up with terms like, well, rebellious.
That's fine.
And so that's what I wanted to ask you.
Your spirit is original. And if it's rebellious, that's very much a spiritual quality. Independent, challenging. Your spirit is here to break old patterns and introduce people to new energy, new ideas. It's not afraid of a confrontation. It's not afraid to do your own thing. Those are qualities of your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And what make you so wonderfully you.
Yes. And the hardest part for me in my life, and I wonder if anyone out there can relate to this, is when we discover these things and we get to state them as you've invited us to do, because you then ask us to notice what feeds our spirit. we come forth, don't we, and we, and any one of us, Sonia, I mean, I think it's important for everyone to know that we're not talking about just you and me.
No, this is a universal question.
It is. This is something that every one of you listening to this show can tap into.
It's a fun question to ask somebody. Well, tell me about your spirit.
Yeah, it's a great question.
And people at first are surprised, and they might start off saying, well, I don't know, and then it's because they had never considered it. But if you give them a little encouragement, you do start tapping into what your spirit's like.
Now, in your work and the work that you do, and I just gave out the phone number here for people to call in, because part of what you do is you help people see what is already inside them. And we call this in our language, we call it readings. And let me just give that number out for those of you listening if you would love to connect with Sonia. 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And let me tell you that I'm also plugged in, and you can send an email directly right now to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. That's live at thedrpatshow.com, and we will bring your questions right up. But in the work that you do, how do you describe the connection that you make with people, Sonia? How do you describe that for our listeners, people that are listening to the show and are thinking to themselves, I want to hang out with her?
When I connect with a person, it's as though I'm connecting to a hologram.
Mm.
I see the whole of them. I see their soul's history, their soul's potential. I see their soul's energies in present time, where their soul is hung up in past experiences and where their soul is in the process of creating future experiences. So the best way I can describe it is where most people look at something on the surface, they look at life, they look at people, I look into them. And I open all the doors and windows inside and I see their whole self.
Hmm.
In fact, the skill that I have is psychic, and people always respond a little bit, you know, strongly to that word. It's such a strong word, and it's kind of uncomfortable. And the reason the word psychic is so impacting is it cuts through, psychic. It kind of cuts through everything.
Yeah, it does, doesn't
center,
it?
And it means I see you.
Mm.
What people don't realize, though, is that what I see is you're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And I let them see what they have gotten out of touch with, and I really help pull away the cobwebs of what they're looking at and call themselves, which isn't true at all.
Yes. I mean, some people say, well, you know, I heard a voice and it's kind of my dark side and, you know, my guide is sounding a little dark. I mean, it sounds like your experience and what we're talking about today is, you know, this dark stuff, this negative talk, these negative thoughts, are we actually looking at them and calling them our guides?
People can,
mm-hmm.
And that's why I really spelled it out in Ask Your Guides. I've laid out just every single possible avenue of understanding the spirit-guided world, including negative entities and your own negative talk. You know, there are our frequencies, just like this radio station has a certain frequency,
mm-hmm.
that we are communicating on. There are very negative frequencies in the world that I call the mass consciousness. Sort of the collective fear, the collective negativity, the collective depression that people tune into. And they begin to integrate that or sort of take on that inner voice of negativity and erroneously believe it's them. When it's just, you know what, you're just channeling the mass funk of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things I talk about in terms of being able to get clear guidance is, your guides are there, but they really only step forward if they know what they're to help you with.
Oh.
So step number one is get clear on what you want guidance on. Get your goals clear. Get your spirit up and running and decide what's important to you. And from that place, the divine world can begin to support that. But if you get guidance when you're not asking, I'd probably ignore it.
Got it. Mm-hmm. I got it. I think that's an important point because what you have really said is that the invitation has to come from us.
Absolutely.
Right. You know, we're not, this is not sort of like some of the movies that we go to the theater and see where we see entities sort of very invasive in our space. This is really a place where we get to ask.
And not only that, I just want to address this
entity
thing a little bit. You know, people have kind of a certain apprehension with connecting to the spirit world because they don't want to be possessed or they want to be taken over. And 99% of what you see on television is laughable hype and should be just discarded.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going to, the negative entities exist, but it's sort of like ants or cockroaches, you know,
mm-hmm.
just little nuisance stowaways that come on board because you're not clear about your goals, you're not clear and you're not discerning about what's important to you, so you invite in negative influences, but they're not powerful. It's just like dragging in dirty shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's important to recognize that with intention and with focus and discernment, you'll never have a problem of attracting in unwanted influences, ever. You kind of have to go to a certain amount of trouble to get unwanted influences to step in.
Mm-hmm. So that's really important. I mean, we hear a lot about the power of intention. We hear a lot about setting goals. We hear a lot about, you know, be clear about what you want. And, you know, I've heard you talk about this. This does not have to be rocket science.
No, this is
pretty simple, isn't it?
I say it's an art. It's not a science at all.
Uh-huh.
It comes from your creative, artful, you know, right brain.
Yes.
So the best way to connect with your guides is to first, like I start out in the book, connect with your own spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And connect with what you love. That pretty much sets a very lovely frequency for your spirit guides to begin to support you in experiencing more of what you love and more of what you would desire that would bring a higher, happier vibration to you.
Well, you go on also in the book to talk about something that I'm very connected with, and you talk about guardian angels.
Mm-hmm.
You call them your personal bodyguards.
They are, and they come in with birth. They come in and they walk out as your spirit steps out.
Mm.
They watch your back. They clear the way. They are your protective forces. They are here to ensure that your soul is protected so that it can complete the intentions of your soul plan and that you don't accidentally slip out before your time. So it's very nice to be aware that you don't have to patrol the borders with fear every moment of the day because your guardian angels are on the job.
Yes. You know, there's a story that you tell in the book, and I'd love for you to share this. I mean, because you talk about this idea, and I call it an idea because that's what it is until you actually take action. But you talk about praying to your guardian angels. And I think in the book, I'm trying to use my memory now, I think you shared a story about, was it your mother that lost her hearing?
Yes.
I wish you would share that because it really talks to the power of prayer.
Well, I'm not sure which story you're referring to, but my mother actually lost her hearing when she was in the war.
Yes, that's the one.
So I grew up with a mother who actually I do think it's one of the biggest reasons why we as a family were so oriented around the intuitive channel because her hearing channel, her exterior hearing channel didn't work. But her interior hearing channel did work. And she used to actually say to us all the time that she was blessed by losing her hearing, so she wouldn't have to listen to all the negativity, and that she could stay connected to her spirit and her spirit guides. And she always kept us connected to spirit and prayer. And you know, I said in many of my books, actually, I've never had a day in my life where I've ever felt alone.
Oh.
I've never felt that it was just me against the world, ever. I don't have that consciousness. I don't have that experience.
Is that the term that you use for folks that are experiencing this emptiness, this psychic anorexia?
Yes.
Okay.
I think psychic anorexia is to a very large degree being unaware of your spirit and starving your spirit of the things it loves. Our spirit body needs to be fed just like our physical body and our mental body. You know, they say feed your mind to keep
mm-hmm.
it healthy. We have to feed your spirit to keep it healthy, too. And the things that feed the spirit are things like music and art and nature and community and laughter and dance and playing with your dog and watching the rain and just things that transcend the survival needs, that transcend the intellectual needs, and then just really inspire the part of you that is an artist, that is a creative being, that is a sensitive, that is the philosopher. So I think people really, especially because of our technological seductions, we get so distracted from our inner world, and it starves. Our spirit needs its own flavors and colors and sounds and textures. You can feed your spirit with something as simple as a really good pillow.
Mm.
That just, I mean, doesn't even the thought of it?
Oh, you know, I just sunk right into it.
Right.
I did. I just sunk right into that thought. I mean, and it happened so quickly, Sonia. For those of you that are just tuning in, let me introduce myself. I am Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show, the Street Smart Spirituality Hour. My special guest today is Sonia Choquette, and we're talking about your guides, her book, Ask Your Guides. The call-in number, and let me give it to you so you know that this is a show you can call in, and Sonia will connect with you and help you do a reading for you. 1-877-876-5227. That's 877-876-5227. And by the way, I am plugged in online, so you can email me right now to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com. And we are talking about many things. You know, Sonia, let's give out your website, because I think that it would be wonderful for people to know how to connect with you directly, find out about all your events, and how they can order your books.
It's very simple. It's Trust Your Vibes, V-I-B-E-S. TrustYourVibes.com.
Yes, and there's lots to look at there. Also, you can take a look at the wisdom flashes. Tell me about the wisdom flashes.
Well, the wisdom flashes are ways to feed your spirit. They're just little creative reminders of how to connect with your spirit, to how to listen to and appreciate your spirit, how to tune into the guidance of your spirit, and connect to your inner guides. And they come out. You can just click them. They're very beautiful. They're poetic, and they're visually beautiful, and there's music involved. So if you're having a bad morning and you have 2 minutes, come to my website and click on the wisdom flash, and it will revive you.
If they do. And how do I know this? Because I go to the site and I do this. And I love them, and you can also send them to a friend, and they're beautiful, beautiful movies. I love the one that I love is Your Intuitive Voice, and that's the thing I wanted to talk with you about next. I mean, a lot of times, I hear different people say that, you know, I can't really hear what's right for me. I'm not really hearing the voice. I'm not sure what my purpose is. And I don't know why this year, Sonia, but from so many listeners, the question of purpose has come up. I want to hear from you about this.
I have some suggestions. First of all, if you're lost on purpose, sit down with a friend and, like, pl- playing volleyball, talk about what you love. I love telling stories. I love writing books. I love helping people. I love traveling. I love music. And just back and forth, back and forth. And do it for 10 minutes. And that is a trail of clues as to what your purpose is. So it even is helpful if you tape it and you listen back. And then, in terms of how do I find my inner voice, put your hand on your heart.
Let's do this now. Put your hand right over your heart.
Well, first of all, take your hand off your heart and just say, my head says. My head says. And then fill in the blank. So what does your head say?
My head said, I'm not good enough.
Okay, now put your hand over your heart.
Okay, that came right up there.
Right, very good. Breathe in through the nose, out through the mouth. And when you do, you actually can feel the heart vibration. And then say, my heart says.
My heart says.
Fill in the blank.
I am a divine manifestation of God.
See, it's just there.
It's just there. Wow.
And I want to tell you about what your head says is often just the mass mind gunk.
Wow.
It's just floating out, just like, you know, we don't see radio waves, we don't see internet waves, but they're out there. And your brain is like a radio receptor. And your heart is a different receptor. The heart receives on the spirit plane, while the intellect receives these more of mental kind of riffraff. So this is an immediate way to get an answer.
Well, and how long did that take? What did that take? All of about 10 seconds?
If that.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's what you talk about. You know, the thing that I love, one of the things I love about what you do is you really invite each and every person that connects with you to transform immediately.
Well, I really feel it's my mission, and I feel like it's simply a matter of knowing a few little pieces of information that will open the door. It's not about that you have to withdraw from life and meditate on a mountain and disconnect from family. That is very much an old age model. That is not what's necessary, and nor would it even work in present time, in this new age, the Aquarian age. We are thinning the veil that disconnects us from the divine, and we are having more and more daily, present, intimate connections with higher frequencies. Now, for those who listen that are more intellectually oriented, what I say is the minute you have an intention, it immediately changes the quantum field. You immediately, the minute you speak from your heart, you immediately access the quantum field, which is the field of all there is. All knowledge, all wisdom of the universe is there and present, and we can connect to it by simply my heart says. And I've done this in workshops with people where they've made up their mind about whether they should pursue certain medical treatments, whether they should get married or not married, whether they should move, change businesses. All that information is right there, but here's the key. You have to verbalize it. It's not enough to just let it roll around in your head.
So when you say we have to verbalize it, that means we can speak out loud. We don't necessarily have to share it with another person.
No, but you do need to sit there with yourself and
yes.
say out loud, my heart, my head says. And didn't you notice the minute you said, I'm not good enough, that that's just was a relief to just put that out there instead of fight that inside?
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you put it out there, it's like, that's an interesting thought rolling around in my head. It's not me. It's not true. It's just a thought rolling around in there. And then when you say, my heart says, and you allow your authentic self to speak, what happens, and I don't know if you recognize this, but what people report, and certainly what my experience is you feel that it's true in your body.
Yes, absolutely, immediately.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately. And then, you know, what comes behind it, and this is why I think what you're saying and is so important, because I don't know that we could, you know, carve out an hour a day at a certain time of day and say, not even an hour, but a few minutes a day and say, okay, this is my time for spiritual practice. I've done it. Now I'm done.
Right. It's actually what I tell my students and clients is it's a way of life.
Okay, great. It's a way of life. Wow. Well, let's take our call, Sonia.
Okay,
and,
love it.
Let's see who we have. Thank you. Who do we have joining us today? Thanks for joining us. Hi, are you there?
Yes.
Well, I'm sure we'll be connecting in a minute.
Okay.
Hi, this is the Dr. Pat Show. I'm here with Sonia Choquette, and I know we have a caller joining us. Who are we speaking with?
Don.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Don.
John?
Yes.
Hi, John. Could you speak up a little bit?
I'm yelling now.
Sonia, can you hear John?
Barely, but if you can hear him and can translate for me, that'd be fine.
All right, John, what can we do for you?
It's okay. I took him off the air. His signal is way too weak.
His signal is way too weak?
Yep.
All right, well, John, if you're out there and you would like to try it again.
Email.
Sorry, Sonia, what did you say?
Ask him to email.
Yeah, send an email. That would be great. You can send an email to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com. Or give that signal one more try at 877-876-5227. Sometimes when you call, I mean, this happens to all of us. Sometimes you call in and you know, sometimes you get connected right away and sometimes you don't. Boy, that's kind of what we're talking about, isn't it?
I was just going to say, I think it's a little bit of divine humor going on here. So don't give up and don't be frustrated and don't necessarily judge it. It's just, you know, we're just beginning. So it's a matter of having a good sense of humor and, you know, have your intentions clear and keep trying.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we're talking about on this show, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Because I think the message is not to give up.
And the message is to understand, I really like to communicate to people that what I am speaking about is natural.
Mm-hmm.
We are naturally connected to the quantum field just as trees and birds and whales and flowers and nature are, so are we.
Yes.
And there's something unnatural about getting disconnected.
Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a great email here from someone. You know, we're calling it in from all places. Again, let me give you all the information so you can either call in or email. You could call, of course, 877-876-5227, or you can send an email to live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Pretty soon, we will have live chat room up, and this will be so easy, you won't believe it. But, Sonia, here is the email I have from Rick, and thank you, Rick. Thank you so much for joining the show. Hi, I have a hard time feeling love, giving and receiving it. How can I connect into my heart so that I can express love more authentically? Thank you, Rick.
That is a very good question. I actually addressed that question, Rick, in another book of mine called True Balance, Common Sense Guide for Renewing Your Spirit. And this particular blockage of neither, it's called the closed heart, where you neither give or receive love. And one of the ways in which to begin to actively open it is, I'm going to give you a little four-step process.
Great.
Step number one, start practicing verbal gratitude. Okay?
Okay.
And just know what you're grateful for. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head. I'm grateful that I could pay my rent this month. You know, just even if it's the most absolute basic, but again, the heart is the chimney of the heart is the throat, so you have to speak it out.
Okay.
Okay. Step number two is to begin to notice and have verbalize what you're willing to bring closure to, what you have to say goodbye to in your life.
Okay.
I must say goodbye to my very unhappy childhood. It was true. It was real. I experienced it. but I'm not going to let it continue to be override me being able to be in present time.
Can that be people as well?
Absolutely.
The thing that came up for me right now, there's someone in particular just flashed in front of me. And so this is a person, obviously, that I got to be willing to say goodbye to.
Right. And what you're saying goodbye to is the relationship you've had. You can certainly say I'm open to something better, but what we've had, what we've experienced, I'm saying goodbye to. Thank you for whatever gifts I've received, but I'm saying goodbye.
We have another caller on the line.
Okay, great. We'll take our caller in 1 second.
And
okay.
then the next step is to live in present time.
Mm.
It's very hard to have an open heart if you're not in present time.
Oh, boy, is it ever.
So one of the ways to live in present time is to start just looking around the room where you are presently, Rick, and just say, okay, I see a coat rack, I see a chair, I see a brown rug, there's the newspaper, and just verbally name all the things you see. I see yellow walls, white lights, a window, I see rain out the door outside, and you do that for 3 minutes, and then you're in present time.
Oh, and you know, I mean, who doesn't have 3 minutes to take? Please carve out 3 minutes. Rick, thank you so much. Let us know how we've done. If you have a follow-up question, please just send an email. That would be great.
And like I said, I really address this at length in my book, True Balance.
Let's give it your website, and then we'll take our caller.
Okay, it's trustyourvibes.com.
Okay, great. Thank you. All right, let's go to the phones. Who do we have with us tonight?
My name is Don.
Hi, John. I can hear you a little bit better.
Well, that's good. The reason I'm calling is because I wanted to ask Sonia a question.
Okay.
About 7 years ago, I started to connect with something that gave me very inspiring and loving messages, but it kind of frightened me.
Okay, so let me make sure that I can repeat this. About 7 years ago, you start to connect with something that gave you very loving experiences, but it frightened you.
Right, because I was brought up Catholic, and they told us that was something you didn't do.
Oh, right, yes.
Well, interesting enough, though, I can hear John. Is it John or Don?
Is it John or Don?
Don D. D with a Don.
Well, anyway, I was brought up Catholic, too. And I consider myself sort of a Catholic with a twist.
That's it. I was waiting to hear that because I'm kind of there
with that. But you know what? We were taught as Catholics that there are saints and angels and guardian angels and intercessories on the other side. And it even they showed up in the Bible, and they showed up. So lots of what people were taught in Catholic school was really more the opinions, the biases of perhaps well-intended, but somewhat, kind of discriminating influences of teachers or priests or nuns or whatever. And mm-hmm. as you can see with the Catholic Church today, they certainly were fallible teachers. But the spirit of what you were experiencing, I believe, was probably one of your guardian angels.
Mm. What do you think about that?
Well, I never really knew what to think of it, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Now, here's something that might be good for you, Don. In my book, you might enjoy my book, The Diary of a Psychic, Shattering the Myths. And it's about me growing up as a Catholic school girl and how I navigated Catholic school with all these spirit encounters. And it's very funny, and it kind of shows you how I reconciled it. And, you know, all things, you know, if the feeling is good and it felt beautiful and loving, how can that not be good?
Hmm.
So you have to just use your own inner wisdom and discern. If this loving frequency is coming through for me, it's coming from a source that is loving and positive, and I'm going to accept and allow it to be in my life. If it isolates you, if it flatters you, if you get any sense of being told you're special or different, or if you're being told and getting any feeling that others aren't okay or they're criticized or judged, that's not good quality guidance and should be ignored. But if it's loving and it opens your heart and helps you feel positive and believe in yourself and believe in life, that's from a divine source and should be allowed to inspire you.
Well, that information, Sonia, is something each and every one of us can take to heart. Thank you so much for calling in and joining us today. I hope you will join us next week. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks so much.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to some of the questions that I've been receiving as you've been giving that that wonderful information. So let me start with Julie. Hi, Dr. Pat and Sonia. Sonia, I'm looking forward to seeing you in Seattle in November.
Hooray!
We all are.
Yes.
In the meantime, I'm in the middle of a career change, currently studying landscape design. Can you tell me how to free up my creativity?
Well, first of all, what's taking your creativity down is worry that comes from change, and to some degree, I really recommend that what will elevate your creativity is to sing.
Sing.
Yes.
Yes.
Again, let me go back and say the throat is the chimney of the heart. And when you sing, you get out of your head. And it doesn't matter. I write in my book, The Diary of a Psychic, I sing so off-key, but one of my teachers told me I was a rock star on Saturn.
Oh.
So you never know what you're singing to, and it just sing.
I love that.
It really does begin to activate. First of all, singing activates the heart.
Mm-hmm.
It frees the spirit, and it begins to stimulate the creativity. And one of my favorite songs, I have two favorite songs.
Okay.
One is the one that is on my radio show, Trust Your Vibes. It's always Trust Your Vibes. No matter what you know, just go with the flow. Always trust your vibes.
Okay.
The other one, and this is an easy little song for anyone to sing, is This Little Light of Mine.
Oh, I love that song.
I'm going to let it shine. And just sing that. Just sing at the top of your lungs. Sing to work. Sing while you're out in the gardens. Sing while you're studying. Sing in the shower. And watch your creativity start popping like popcorn.
All right, let's do a couple of verses of that. Are you ready?
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Oh, that was pretty good. Now, I hope all of you out there joined us in that. You're going to have to cut
so
a record together.
It's so sweet. And I'll tell you something. The little light is your spirit.
Yes, it is.
So that is an instant turn-on for the creative juices.
It is. It is. And, you know, I think in doing that, we may have answered this question. And this is another question. Let's bring it up here. Or another email. It's from A. I think, here it is, Sonia. I think most of the time that I am on the right track and that something fabulous is coming in my life. However, when I face doubts, am I confusing the universe?
No. Doubt is part, and here's another tool I use, and it's really helpful. Your personality gets fearful. That's your ego mind. Your spirit is confident, it's flowing, and all of a sudden your personality starts to hiccup.
Yeah.
Now, I encourage my students and readers to consider your personality a beloved pet.
Mm.
Like your little chihuahua.
I'm writing this down.
And your beloved pet is having a moment.
Oh.
So you just recognize, oh, my pet's having a moment. And you love your pet. If your pet's having a moment, you don't throw your pet out.
Right.
Just reassure your pet, it's okay, you're having a moment, let's go out for a little walk, and that always works. Going for that walk.
All right.
And it calms down. But I tell my students, it's not having fear that holds you back, it's hiding fear that holds you back.
Oh, I love that.
So,
yeah.
Say, I'm afraid. And even by releasing that by vocalization, it begins to subside. Hiding it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
And, you know, it could be as easy as you've just described, Sonia. I mean, when we're talking about sort of when we're talking about exposing our fear, it doesn't have to be a dissertation.
No.
It could be as simple as you just did right there.
In fact, I think that's adequate. I'm afraid. I always start all my workshops by asking who's afraid, and I'm the first one to raise my hand. Then we got that over with.
Yes,
exactly.
We
can get on to being creative.
Exactly. And all of this really is really part of what each and every one of us can do. Everyone listening to this show right now live, and everyone that will, you know, listen to this show on the archives can tap into this. I mean, that's what your book says. It's really right out of the gate, right out in front of you, as we say, right there, street smart, ask your guides, connecting to your divine support system. And this is for those of you that are just tuning in, of course, today. Today's conversation is with Sonia Choquette. Out of all of the things that that you have heard, all of the people that you've worked with, is there something, Sonia, that you can, I don't even know if I want to ask this question in this way, but let me just get it out. Is there something you could say about the vibration that is happening on the planet today?
Yes, I actually do have something to say about that. When you place a higher vibration on, say, a crystal goblet, and it starts to impact that goblet, like we saw in the 60s or 70s, there was an Ella Fitzgerald commercial, and there was a crystal goblet, and she was singing, and
yes,
the goblet shattered.
Right.
Well, what's going on there is that that goblet was created by a pattern of consciousness that held it in place. And when you put a higher frequency on that goblet, first it contracts and tries to hold itself together. But if you keep that high frequency on, eventually that contraction breaks open and the glass shatters, and therefore you have breakthrough.
Mm.
Well, what's going on the planet now is that there is higher frequencies beginning to tap into the patterns of the world consciousness that have been negative and have been exclusionary and been egocentric. And so what we're seeing are these huge contractions, the negative mindset trying to hold on to itself.
Oh, okay.
So we as sixth sensory spirit-based people need to continue our work by keeping our own spirits energized, keeping our own hearts open, keeping our own vibration clear, and it will keep tapping onto that negative vibration until it, too, will release the contraction and break open to an age of peace.
Okay.
So, and I do like to remind people, we're all born through contractions.
Yes, we are. I mean, I joked about it earlier today in an earlier radio show, as to what we're doing here with the Dr. Pat Show and the radio, and it felt like, you know, we're in the birth canal. There are contractions happening.
That's what I'm saying, Dr. Pat. It's the same thing.
Yep, that was perfect.
I say that if you see the world and it looks dark and scary, just call it a contraction.
That's it.
And open your heart and put a lot of love on that, and remember your own goals.
That's perfect. Sonia, it's always such a pleasure. I so enjoy talking with you. And again, I want to make sure everyone knows that the book is called Ask Your Guides, Connecting to Your Divine Support System. And your website, one more time, if you would give that out, that would be great, because your calendar is out. People can tap into the wisdom flashes. There are ways that you could look at certification training, other workshops. So let's give out your website one more time.
Okay, thank you. It's Trust Your Vibes. V like Victor, I, B like Boy, E, S. Trust Your Vibes.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And, boy, thank you to all of you out there listening to the show. So appreciative as we launch what we're calling our divine expansion. And if you would like to find out more about how you can tune in to listen to the Dr. Pat Show, go to the website, www.thedrpatshow.com. Right now, it's going to show you the crust-busting website, but believe me, in a short period of time, you'll see a whole new range of colors. And to you, Sonia Choquette, thank you for all that you do and all that you are.
Oh, it was such a pleasure to be with you again, and I look forward to seeing you when I come your way.
You bet. Absolutely. Thank you to all of the people pushing the buttons here at the station. We are very grateful for them making the phones work and connecting us with the thousands and thousands and thousands of you out there. And soon now you will hear more about the millions and millions and millions, because there are more people on this planet wanting this kind of programming. Thank you all. We will see you next week at this time, 6 o'clock, right here. Make yourselves a fabulous, fabulous week. And don't forget, ask your guides. We'll see you then.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.